It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. What He's done before, He can do again. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. Now, you can understand, if this were the year 1999, everyone would be having a special program or project for the next century. And in 1899, that was the case. For instance, the Methodists decided they were going to evangelize the whole of the United States. They raised $20 million. They said they were going to win 2 million people to Christ. And they also added, with the knowledge that it was a nationwide movement, they believed they could secure an awakening at the beginning of the 20th century. But it didn't come that way. One Methodist said, God waited until we got our project out of the way before He sent revival. The same was true of the Baptists. They had Baptist Advance. The Presbyterians were engaged in a great evangelistic crusade. But from a spiritual point of view, there are all nights of prayer at Moody Bible Institute. Over in England at the Keswick Convention, they had special prayer for revival in the 20th century. In the Nilgiri Hills in India, the missionaries and nationals were praying for revival in India. There was the same sort of movement in Korea at a place called Wonsan. In Melbourne, they had 10,000 people in prayer circles praying for revival in the 20th century. So you could say that it came about in answer to prayer. Now, the worldwide awakening of the early 20th century came at the end of 40 years of evangelical advance. Those were the days of Moody. Those were the days of success. Now, in Wesley's day, the revival came after a long night of infidelity. But it was different. This was more like a blaze of glory at the end of the 19th century. It was perhaps the most extensive evangelical awakening of all time. It affected revived Anglicans and Baptists, Congregationalists, Disciples, Lutherans, Methodists, Presbyterian, Reformed. It spread throughout all of Europe and North America and Australia.